And we're back now with Trevor Gallagher. Is that correct?
That's it, yes.
Well, welcome, Trevor. I'm very excited that you're joining us today. I know that you're in Vancouver right now doing your own workshops out of your with your very interesting heart resonance therapy. So we'll get into that. But I know that Stephanie has a bit of a synchronistic connection with you that. And I just want to hear a little bit about how it sort of brought it together.
Well, interesting how it happened. I have a friend in Vancouver who, which is an interesting story within itself, how we met was quite amazing. And I actually met Stephanie, or haven't actually physically met Stephanie yet, but I actually have been put in contact with Stephanie through my friend here in Vancouver, Cheryl. And it was funny how that all sort of came to be. It was, like you said, very... it was a very interesting little experience how all this has happened. Cheryl, I think, was organizing some workshops, I think, over in Toronto, and just mentioned, I think, about me coming over here, and it just all, you know, seemed to work and be put in place for us to let this happen. So.
Yeah, it was a wonderful connection of just initially being put in contact with Cheryl for a completely different reason, and then her telling me about Trevor and connecting us by email, and then just feeling completely connected and very drawn to the heart resonance therapy and to Trevor. So we began with some emails some months ago now, and it just seemed to absolutely fall into place, as I was saying previously about wanting to host and invite other people to come along, and Trevor just appeared in my life one day and said, I'd really like to come to Toronto and let's work something out. So we've been totally looking forward to your visit, Trevor, and to you coming here. There's a lot of excitement about you being here and about your therapy. So we're very keen to learn it here into Toronto, and then to go on and kind of have practitioner groups to keep it going until you come back to us for the next stage.
Oh, is there more stages?
Well, there's funny to say that. Well, I had planned just coming over to Canada just for one trip, just to have a look around and do some workshops. But already there's this momentum building that I can see it already. I'll be back here on numerous occasions to teach my heart resonance therapy, that's for sure.
Lovely. Okay, so, well, let's start, because I usually start with people's journey. What kind of started you on this journey, Trevor?
That's interesting. Well, I've been on a spiritual journey or personal development journey now for about 30 years. Heart resonance therapy first appeared in my life probably about 15 years ago. I was a very dedicated meditator around that time. I was doing about 5 or 6 hours meditation per day. I was a very practicing Buddhist at that time as well. And it sounds a little bit sort of corny, but one day I came out of a meditation and all this information started downloading into my mind. And it sort of all started from that. I started to get this insight into how energy works as a, you know, healing modality. I started to get insight into how all of the energy bodies that surround the physical body, or I should say extend out from the physical body, are all interrelated to our day-to-day life. And just information just started pouring in and more and more and more. And it sort of grown from that. It was over, you know, every few months more and more stuff would come into my consciousness. I even, at that stage, was getting very good sort of channeled information and almost like empowerments from higher beings. It sounds a bit cosmic, but that's basically what was happening. And it's been an ongoing process for about the last 15 years. And it's quite an interesting journey I've been on. So.
Wow. So, okay. Was there any event other than your meditation, I guess, that sort of precipitated the download or the work that you're now doing?
Well, at that time, not only the meditation, I was also trained in many different modalities and healing systems. And at that stage of my life, I was a little bit of a, you know, workshop junkie almost. every you know, new system that would turn up in town, I'd be you know, going along, enrolling in the workshop and learning things. I was very hungry at that stage to learn as much as I possibly could. So So I suppose it would have been a combination of a lot of things. I'm not really sure. It's just one day something switched in the head there, and things started, you know, to change at a really fast speed.
Rapid space, yeah. Nice. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what heart resonance therapy is and how it has turned into, you know, it sounds like you've done a lot of work with it and you've written a lot of books and you're, you know, this is kind of your own, you know, healing modality, which is, you know, we don't often get to talk to people that have created their own modality. So,
Okay. Well, heart resonance itself, we call it a healing modality, but and it is a wonderful healing system. It's very good for that. But I, through the time of working with it, I've noticed and have become very much aware. It's not only a healing tool. It's very much I see it as a tool to, let's say, help people to open up to, let's say, a higher spiritual consciousness. I'm a big believer in also that we're heading for or entering into a process of ascension. I'm one of the ascension type believers, and I believe heart resonance is really a wonderful tool to actually assist us through that process. In the upper levels of HRT, I teach it in three levels, and especially in the level three, there are processes in that actually allow the body to assimilate higher levels of, well, what I would call light frequency. So our even the cells in our body are actually sort of shifting in the way they actually process light. And so it's really, I see heart resonance now more as a, let's say, a personal development or higher consciousness tool. However, as a healing modality, it is an exceptionally wonderful system. Just the other day, actually, I did some workshops here in Vancouver, and one of my participants, she's had chronic nerve pain through her legs for many, many years, and we did some work on that, and all of the nerve pain has actually subsided. So, you know, yes, it is a, you know, quite a wonderful healing system, and a very simple one at that. Actually, it's I've done many, many healing modalities through my life, and heart resonance would have to be the most simple system I've ever worked with. So it's quite very easy to use, but very, very effective.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what it looks like, or what is it, a feeling? How are you connecting in? What do you get people to? Like, if it's not specifically a healing modality per se, it's more of a connection and a way to connect. So how do you, I mean, I'm a big person that believes, you know, our heart is where we connect. But I also know that there are people that are just as much believe that it could come from your solar plexus or it could come from your third eye. Yeah. And so there are different ways in which we do connect with our own inner state and our own inner being and our own higher self or our spiritual essence. And I think personally, you know, the heart is where I connect, and I am a feeling type person, or I'm clairsentient. So I very much, you know, feel energy. So how do you allow people to this alignment?
Well, for a start, with heart resonance energy, the name is probably a little bit misleading. Mm-hmm. It's not actually that we're accessing a frequency out of the heart. The reason I called it heart resonance was because of the energetic quality of the heart, which is, I believe, a pure unconditional love. And heart resonance frequency, or the frequency we call heart resonance, is to me the quality of unconditional love. And but how people access this energy is through a process I call transmission. Quite a few years ago, I was given a process from, let's say, what I fondly call upstairs, from, say, from the, you know, more spiritual you know, levels above us. They gave me a process to actually, well, they call it transmission, I call it transmission, where we're actually able to bring in this very specific frequency that I call heart resonance into people's energetic systems so they can gain access to it. It's a little bit hard to explain, and it's not for any of the, I suppose, the Reiki people that listen to your show. they go through a Reiki initiation. It's mm-hmm. not like a Reiki initiation where people, you know, the initiation's done on the person and they, you know, are able to be connected to Reiki frequency. Heart resonance, the process of connecting to it's totally different. But once a person has been connected to it, and they are actually connected to it in a level one workshop, once they gain access to it, then it's a very simple process of really just setting the intention, and all of a sudden this frequency turns up within their body. And it is used, especially at level one, it's used as a healing modality through a process we call entrainment. And entrainment basically means that when you put two energies beside each other, the most dominant energy will set the pace, and then the other energy will naturally be pulled into a vibrational match. So we work with entrainment in level one, where the practitioner is able to very quickly intensify their field with this frequency we call heart resonance. And as a result, everything within their body and also everything within their energy field starts to entrain into the frequency of heart resonance. And as a result, healing occurs. It's mm-hmm. very simple how it works, but quite amazing the results.
And, I mean, one of the benefits you taught, I mean, you'd have a few benefits. Obviously, the healing that it occurs would be a huge benefit. But so awakening and strengthening your intuition, so how does that sort of connect in with that?
Very, very simple. The frequency of heart resonance, well, I have a strong belief what this frequency is. I give it a label in my workshops. Well, basically, I call it the frequency of God. And this frequency, when a person is exposed to it on a continual basis, what it tends to do is raise the overall vibration of the person. And as a person raises in vibration, they are, let's say, more able to perceive more subtle energy. And as a result of that, their intuitive ability often dramatically increases. Excuse me. And as people do raise in that frequency, yeah, they naturally become more intuitive. Often they become, you know, clairvoyant, clairaudient, and they start perceiving everything with much more clarity. So, you know, and sometimes that can be a blessing, sometimes not, because as people start to perceive with more clarity, they also start to see things within themselves that may not be, you know, of a high positive nature. So it brings up what I like to call wonderful opportunities to allow a person to move forward in their spiritual growth. Yeah.
Cool. You talk about learning to connect and work with other dimensional beings. Mm-hmm. What does that entail? What are you thinking? Like,
Well, these days, it's sort of like that's my normal life these days. I have so much sort of contact on that level, and information continually sort of comes to me. It's some days I wonder, you know, where do I actually exist, here or in that sort of realm, because it sort of comes and goes very, very, it's part of my normal life these days. But for people that have been connected to this energy, initially people find that they, you know, it starts to have an impact on their intuitive ability. And a lot of people that have been working with HRT for a period of time find that they start actually do connecting into, let's say, having stronger communication with, you know, higher level beings and energies. So it seems to be a natural evolvement of the system if a person works with it on a regular basis. And that leads people down many, many, you know, pathways. They start, you know, gaining access to, you know, abilities that they didn't have previous. So it seems to enhance a lot of those areas of their life. Another interesting thing I find with all HRT people is that from feedback from past students, they say that in a very short time of working with this energy, they tend to find themselves living their day-to-day life in a more detached, allowing way. So to me is a wonderful thing, because, you know, it's the attachment to things that we have that causes a lot of the disharmony and burden that a lot of people go through. So HRT really allows people to detach from that. And I've heard many times from past students, they talk about, you know, life goes on, sometimes they fall in a little hole, but now it seems different. It seems to be okay to fall in these little holes. They seem to, you know, go through the negative in their life with a smile on their face, which is, I think, a wonderful thing. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we tend to, you know, get caught up in the matrix or get caught up in the unconscious, collective unconscious that kind of holds us in a place of fear or pain or whatever you may call it. But it can have quite the impact if you don't have tools to sort of assist you to hold your energy and to be present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, HRT really does that. I mean, as I said, even from level one, they learn a little process, a little technique to rapidly turn up the intensity of the heart resonance energy in the body. And as a result of that, getting back to entrainment, if a person is high in frequency, they're less likely to be entrained to undesirable energies. So we find with a lot of HRT people, they go about their day and high in resonance, and they don't seem to be negatively impacted like you know, a lot of other people. I mean, you'd be quite aware that, you know, out there in the big world, so to speak, there's a lot of, you know, quite disharmonious energies, EMF fields and that really do have a negative impact on life. So HRT people tend to, you know, because they're high in resonance, they tend to not be impacted so much by them. So it's a wonderful thing.
And how do you find that it heals the emotional blocks and life issues, and including past life there? How is it, are people just more aware, or are they just not getting caught up in the negativity, or?
Well, I'd say a bit of both. They become more aware of things that may be hindering or burdening their life, as well as simply the frequency they find themselves in quite often doesn't impact as much. However, I'm a big believer in the body, you know, it stores lots of what I call residues and, you know, little fragments of information that sometimes work against us. And especially from level two and above in heart resonance, we actually learn techniques to one, become aware of what's actually in there and actually have processes to actually remove a lot of these residue imprints and information that's not serving us. So, we find, you know, by shifting a lot of these, especially in the cells of the body, the cells hold on to a lot of information,
yeah.
And some of that information, you know, working against us. So by shifting a lot of this through the process of entrainment, we find that a lot of the things that have been burdening people over the years just simply start to disappear out of their life. And quite often, too, that doesn't leave the body with trauma, unlike, you know, some other systems where we tend to go through what we call healing crisis, where, you know, you might do some energetic work on the body, then all of a sudden you fall in this big hole and chaos occurs for, you know, a few days or weeks. Heart resonance tends to just dissolve and it just no longer is within your energy field. Mm-hmm. So it's quite often very gentle in the way it shifts that negative patterning and frequencies held within the body.
Do you think it's because you're allowing them to raise their frequency or their vibration? Do you think it's because the negative energies are not as dense within them, so it's because you're raising the vibration? Why do you think that this is allowing that alignment or that allowing it to be so gentle?
I think two things. One, as you said, I think as the energy raises, it allows movement, but also as we raise in this heart resonance frequency, we become more detached and more allowing. And it is the letting go of that attachment or resistance to the negative energies within us that allows it to move up and out much more easily without any trauma. Hmm. It's the allowing state, the detachment from the issues. Most people that have negative experience or you know, negative emotional imprints and things, often they're held within the body and there is resistance to let go of them simply because of the fear that's attached to it, or, you know, emotional hurt or pain from a past relationship. Mm-hmm. All these things that most people don't want to go near. They want to confront themselves with those energies, and they often, on a subconscious level, resist the letting go of that stuff, or even resist the recognition of a lot of those energies within the body. So what HRT does, it just allows a person to, you know, detach from a lot of those frequencies, and in so doing, it just freely moves the energy out. So there's no, you know, no trauma, no you know, intensity of disharmony as a result.
Yeah, and I think with regards to our emotional body, a lot of times we get so overloaded that we, you know, we really learn to close that down at a very young age. So a lot of people aren't really familiar with how to, you know, allow some of those emotions to come up so that we can actually heal them. We feel very uncomfortable when we go into a deep crisis or a deep state of our pain body, and we don't really know what to do.
Yeah, well, that's quite the case. Like when most people become aware of that, you know, what often happens is they put up that resistance. There's a tension within the energies, and which only, you know, compounds it even more and more. Mm-hmm. So it all, you know, all sort of quickly gets out of hand, and you know, there's more resistance then because it's, you know, person gets a sense of being overwhelmed by the negative frequencies, so they tend to push it down more and more, and it just compounds, gets more and more negative in a sense. But yeah, the beauty of heart resonance, a lot of this stuff just dissolves, and because of that allowing state, it just it's allowed to move out. And as I mentioned before, with entrainment, the sheer intensity or energetic quality of heart resonance often will just entrain those negative old patterns into a positive frequency, and a lot of things will just literally dissolve within the field as a result. And as HRT raises the vibration within the person more and more, people tend to, let's say, become a little bit more brave with confronting a lot of the negative issues within themselves. They tend to become more loving of self, and to me, you know, for one, for a person to love themselves is the ultimate aim of a human, I feel. So, and HRT naturally, you know, allows you, I suppose, to value and love yourself more, and that also helps with the release process of disharmony.
And what do you think allows for that alignment? Like, what is it that, you know, that is allowing one to love themselves more, which obviously once that you start to love yourself, then you can see the divine, you know, within everybody. But what do you think is the primary reason that people are coming into this alignment and starting to love themselves and, you know, have this lasting sense of joy within them, their lives?
I think, once again, simply the energetic quality of heart resonance. As I mentioned earlier, I often will call heart resonance simply the frequency of God. So when more of that frequency is within your energy field and energy bodies, you naturally start to outplay, I suppose, the quality of that energy, which is you know, a high frequency, as I said, frequency of God. So God is very loving. So when a person is full of the heart resonance energy, they naturally start to recognize, I suppose, more of who and what they are, and start to value and look for ways to, I suppose, love themselves more. So it's really a natural unfoldment of the energetic quality of heart resonance.
Right. And you call it God, and everybody has their own wanting or desire of, you know, different names. And certainly there are names that, you know, impact people due to their religious background or whatever it is. So people have their own name that they want to put on. You know, a lot of women would call it a goddess energy, or,
that's,
you know,
true.
The universal energy. Or so how do you find people when you say that this is, which, you know, is permeant in everything that we have in life? It's just, it's not, but it's also within us. So, you know, the religions teach us that God is outside of us and is, you know, judges us. And it sort of goes against some of the religious beliefs out there to say that God is love. But, I mean, certainly anybody on a spiritual path will tell you that those are just not the way it is. I mean, religions have a way to try and control us. And So they use fear to try and manipulate us and control us and to have their energy sort of keeping us from going within and from finding our own direct connection with God.
Well, that's very true. I mean, you know, I see a lot of religions as disempowering to the individual. I mean, for any person to really, I suppose, a spiritual person understands that, you know, God is within, and it is, you know, it's very self-empowering to, I suppose, go within and look for that frequency. I mean, really, God's just a label. You know, it's, you know, a lot of, like you mentioned earlier, you know, God is many things, higher consciousness, universal energy, and it is a part of everything in existence. There is only one energy, you know. I like to call it God, but within that one energy that I give the label God to, is there are many, many very specific frequencies, and HRT is this one of, you know, a broad spectrum of what I would call healing or higher consciousness energies, and its frequency is a lot different than a lot of other, let's say, higher consciousness energies. Like, I know a lot of people that work with the energy, let's say, or give it the label again of God. You know, they'll connect to the energy of God, or, you know, use, you know, call in, you know, Archangel Michael, or you know, flood their bodies with white light and things like all of these type of techniques, and they work very, very well for healing as well as helping people to align to those higher frequencies. But I find with heart resonance, it seems to be, dare I say, even like a higher frequency than a lot of those, you know, called in energies. I don't know how that occurs, but it seems to be a more true aspect of love. It allows people to really step out and above a lot of the things that hinder their life simply by the sheer energetic quality of heart resonance. And I used to do a lot of work many years ago with, you know, visualizing, you know, different frequencies and you know, higher beings and things. And I find with HRT it is totally different in vibration, and And once again, too, it tends to connect me more to, I suppose, the true aspect of unconditional love. And hence again why I actually call it heart resonance energy, because I believe the heart center is that frequency of unconditional love. And that's why, to me, it's very much the same.
Right. Well, I'm thinking about different experiences I've had and different teachers and gone through different lives in this life. But I think, you know, that's one almost problem with some of the teachers that are out there, is that they, you know, they take a room full of people and they bring down these energies, and so you can really bliss out in the essence of these higher dimensional beings or the higher energies, but it's because he's using the energy of the room to bring down a specific energy and, you know, and heighten the whole room. But when you leave that room, you're not really connected necessarily. They're not really teaching you ways to actually empower yourself or bring that energy within you to allow you to go outside of there and to still maintain that. So a lot of people after, you know, those types of workshops, they crash because they can't maintain it because it was never brought in a way that actually allows you to understand it and know it and feel it.
Yeah, well, very good point. And I've had that experience myself with workshops I used to attend going back through the years. But HRT is a different story. It very much is, yes, when you're in the workshop, you will feel this heightened frequency, but once you leave, you are very empowered, and that's a very important aspect of HRT. I make sure everyone that leaves those workshops has full understanding of how and why it works, and give them techniques to be able to utilize this energy, you know, in any moment of their life after the workshop. So people are very much, you know, self-empowered with the techniques and processes that are taught, and it's And if they go from the workshop and continue to use some of the techniques, then they'll bring a lot of benefit to their life. And it doesn't leave you in a big hole, like you leave the workshop and, oh, gee, I've got this, and 2 days later it's all gone, and, you know, gee, that was a waste of time, so to speak. It's very much very self-empowering, so people do, take from it the ability to, take responsibility for self and actually, drive their life, in a sense. Another wonderful thing that we do with not only myself teaching heart resonance, but I have trained a few teachers, we always make available to all of our students that they can resit as many times as they like, and that's a free service just to help people to, I suppose, connect with like-minded people and to make them feel like they are, a sort of big thing we call heart resonance. So, and I find a lot of people do come and resit and get a lot of benefit from that.
Right. Yeah, and that would be important. And I think, there is something to having, connect with the higher energies, whether you're empowered or not, because I think it allows a lot of people to seek. So it sort of starts a journey that allows you to get empowered. And not everybody can hold a certain frequency. So, I guess as you build and you grow, then it all sort of works. So it's not like anything necessarily was terribly wrong with those people that, allows you to experience it, because it's the experience that makes you continue to seek.
Yes, I agree, yeah. Any time that you put in a frequency, a higher frequency than what you normally vibrate at, has to bring benefit to your life. So whether it lasts for 1 hour or 1 month, it's going to bring benefit. And I'm a big believer in anyway that every experience you have anyway is the exact experience you're supposed to have. So if you feel, drawn to go and sit in a workshop in a weekend, and even if the experience of it only lasts during the workshop, well, that's the exact experience you should have.
Exactly.
I strongly believe that. So.
Yeah. Well, you have done a great deal of things. It sounds like you've written 5 books. You also have co-founded a center in Brisbane, Australia, which, to some of us from Toronto, sounds pretty exotic.
Toronto sounds, or Canada in general, sounds exotic to me.
There you go.
It's the grass is always greener, so they say.
That's what they say.
Wherever you are, I love the cold and I love the snow. I suppose for a Canadian person, it's the opposite. You love,
No, no, we love the snow. Beaches. We love the snow. We just had a lot of it this year.
Yeah, well, you're so lucky. You're so blessed in this country to get all this snow. I sit in my, really very hot place in Brisbane, Australia, and think, gee, wouldn't it be nice to be in a cold climate full of snow?
Yeah, you know what? We don't really feel for you here.
Oh, well.
Yeah, okay. Maybe a little bit. No, we don't. So tell us about the books that you've written. We don't have a lot of time now, but I'd really maybe like to connect in with you at one of the times when you're in Toronto, and we can do, something live and talk about all the different things, and maybe do a meditation or something to help people to understand what the energy is all about. But, if you want to, just tell us a little bit about at least something that is, my cat almost replaced this, that is, something that sort of connects in with what you're doing now.
As you mentioned, I've written a few books. Most of the books that I've written over the years have been, all the books that I've written are always current on the consciousness level I'm at. So, but I've just finished writing a book. It's not out in print yet. Should be out in about 3 months' time. And the name of that book is called Gracious Awakening, which is all really about the different stages of one's spiritual, I suppose, unfoldment. And all through the chapters, we started off with, why are we here? The eternal question of, why we are existing on this planet we call good old Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through from that to, talking about someone that's really spiritually unaware, and working all the way through the phases of how people unfold and awaken into, higher levels of consciousness, and all the way to what I call gracious awakening, which some people call the ascension process, or, you know, waking to our, you know, what I call our God self, having, you know, full self-realization, and all the stages through that. So it's this book has been a little bit different from all the books I've written before then. A lot of the other books I've written have been on, well, my first book was a book on Reiki. The book after that was a book I called Path to Harmony, which is a book on helping people to change the way they perceive their life. So, and I've written a lot of books on, you know, helping people to shift their perception and I suppose looking at the way their emotions affect their life.
Nice.
But my the current book that I've just finished writing, I'm very excited about because it's a little bit, I suppose, exposing myself a little bit more of where I'm seeing life, and it's there's a little bit of I suppose a little bit more of me in that book rather than talking about something. So it's I'm looking forward to getting that book out, and it will actually be available in Canada, I think, once we're looking at getting that distributed over here now. Actually,
nice. So. Well, maybe we'll interview you when you when the book's out, because that'll be nice. That'll be a nice interview.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you, and then I'm going to have Stephanie talk about the workshops that are coming up this month.
Okay. Well, it's probably really the best way to get a hold of me or to, you know, have a look at what I'm doing while I'm here is probably through Stephanie. Stephanie is coordinating all my Toronto workshops. And however, I can give you a little bit of a run through on that. We're doing actually a free public introduction talk on the heart resonance system. I believe it's on the 29th. Not too sure of the venue. You would have to ask Stephanie that. She's going to
talk about the stuff that's going to happen in Toronto. Why don't you just tell them how they can get a hold of you personally through your website? And...
Okay. Well, if they want to have direct contact with me, the best way is probably through my main website, which is www.pathtoharmonycenter.com.
Nice.
And center is spelt the Australian way, as in C-E-N-T-R-E.
Oh, that's a Canadian way too.
It is?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought you guys spelt center like
The Americans? No. As in not unless we're trying to be more American.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to do that, I don't think.
Well.
But you know, you're Canadians after all. You know?
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my main website. If they really want to look at some things around heart resonance, there is information at that website, but we also do have a heart resonance website, which is www.heartresonance.com. So, and there is a little MP3 file on that website with me talking a little bit more about heart resonance, and there's, you know, a little bit about the history of it, how it all came to be over the 15 years, and a bit about the different levels. So there's a fair bit of information there.
Great.
And on both those websites, you will find an email address to be, you know, to have direct contact to me. So
great. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Stephanie, why don't you talk about the classes that are coming up?
Sure. So Trevor will be in Toronto beginning on Thursday, the 22nd of May. And he will be doing a free introductory evening starting at 7 o'clock. This is going to be based at the Inspired Life Health Centre on the Danforth. If you would like to come along, then please do let me know so you can register for the workshop with me, either by telephoning 416-916-2980, or you can email me at stephanie@transcense, which is TRANSENSE.CO. So that's Thursday the 22nd of May for the introductory evening. The following weekend, then May the 24th, Trevor will start with the practitioner level workshops. So level 1 will be on Saturday the 24th of May, level 2 on Sunday the 25th of May, and level 3 on Monday the 26th of May. So if you'd like some more information about the actual practitioner workshops, the cost and the times, please do contact me. Lastly, to just say that while Trevor is with us in Toronto, he will also be offering individual treatment sessions as well for anyone that would like to have the experience of a heart resonance therapy one-on-one treatment with Trevor.
Nice. And you'll be coming back, so we'll connect with you again.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
Well, I do hope to see you when you're here. So if not, we will definitely connect at some point. But yes, it's been a pleasure and an honor, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I know it's You're doing some workshops, so I know you've been quite busy and you're probably pretty tired, but I do appreciate it. And as well with you, Stephanie, I thank you for coming and sharing the information about who you are and for bringing Trevor to Toronto. How great is that? All right.
Well, I would really like to thank you for allowing me on your show as well. That's been a real privilege for me to be on your show, so I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so that's it for this week, and we'll see you on Thursday in the evening and then the following Tuesday. All right, take care, and it's Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Laurie Houston.